Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of February 2020. Supreme Court has set aside the decision of the Kerala High Court which held the writ petition filed by the Kerala government challenging the decision of Airport Authority of India to hand over the operation and management to Thiruvananthapuram International Airport to Adani Enterprises Limited as non-maintainable. Supreme Court has granted interim bail to Congress leader Hardik Patel in connection with his involvement in the 2015 Patidara Andolan agitation, pulling up the Gujarat police for the delay in the investigation. Delhi High Court has issued notices in a plea asking for the National Investigation Agency to investigate the funding and sponsoring of protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. Delhi High Court on Friday issued notice to Delhi government, central government and Delhi police in a plea seeking First Information Report, FIR, and National Investigation Agency, NIA, investigation against Swara Bhaskar, Harsh Manda, radio jockey Saeema, Aam Aadmi Party member of Legislative Assembly, Amanatullah Khan and others for allegedly making hate speeches. Karnataka High Court has granted 1 week to the state government to come out with a scheme for rehabilitation and grant of monetary compensation to those persons who were evicted in areas of Keriyamana Agrahera, Devarubi Sinahalli, Kundalahalli and Bilandaru, on the pretext that they were illegal Bangladesh immigrants. Karnataka High Court has observed that endorsements made by the police on complaints made by victims and family members of the two deceased persons in the 19th of December Mangalore police firing case will have to be withdrawn, as, without registration of First Information Report, the police cannot conclude that the complaint is false. Gujarat High Court has permitted the petitioner to file the refund application as chilling and packaging of milk is exempted under goods and service tax. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has directed Unitech Limited to repay the amounts to its deposit holders Penitent Light along with future interest at 12.5% per annum from the date of maturity of the respective fixed deposit receipts. The tribunal has also imposed a cost of 50,000 rupees to each of the deposit holders, setting aside the order of National Company Law Tribunal, New Delhi. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has held that tire bullock carts without bullocks and driver, provided by the appellant on rent for the purposes relating to agricultural produce without having any right of possession or effective will not fall under supply of tangible goods service. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has ruled that Sahara India TV Network is entitled to utilize SenVit credit for payment of service tax on reverse charge basis on services rendered as output services. Supreme Court has held that a judicial officer's integrity must be of a higher order and even a single aberration is not permitted on the subject of compulsory retirement of judicial officers, observing that washed-off theory does not apply in the case of adverse entries concerning the integrity of judicial officers. Karnataka High Court has observed that a member of Habali Bar Association should appear on behalf of three Kashmiri students charged with sedition for allegedly raising pro-Pakistan slogans in their engineering college hostel in Habali. Karnataka High Court has passed an interim order staying the Competition Commission of India's probe into Flipkart over alleged malpractices including predatory pricing and preferred treatment to selected sellers. Madras High Court has held that solitary allegation of intemperate language against a female employee does not constitute an offence under the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace, Prevention, Prohibition and Redress Sal, Act, 2013. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued notices to the centre and state government on a plea filed against alleged violation of the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children, Act, 2015 in the state and disclosure of a juvenile's identity to the media. Calcutta High Court has held that it is not mandatory to possess a valid foreign passport to apply for the grant of Indian citizenship by registration. The court observed that the requirement of having a passport has to be read as optional in Form 3 of the Citizenship Rules, 2009, and the authorities are deemed to have the power to relax such requirement in the event the applicant satisfied the authorities for genuine reasons why the applicant is not in a position to produce such passport. Chhattisgarh High Court has rejected a writ petition filed by a trader who was penalized for allegedly purchasing goods from bogus dealers and thereby issuing fake invoices for availing input tax credit. Punjab and Haryana High Court has granted bail to an advocate who was allegedly involved in registering bogus firms for performing goods and services tax, GST, scam. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has set aside the order of the National Company Law Tribunal to initiate insolvency proceedings against Flipkart. Securities Appellate Tribunal has upheld the right of Nippon India Mutual Fund and Credit Suisse to sell shares of Reliance General Insurance following invocation of a pledge. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has held that the Swachh Bharat cess paid on input services has to be available as SendVit credit, and the same can be discharged by utilizing SendVit credit and the appellant therein is entitled to a refund of it. National Green Tribunal has suspended the environmental clearance granted to the construction of a housing complex adjacent to the Delhi University campus. Authority for Advance Ruling has denied any benefit of the India-Mauritius tax treaty under which the applicable rates are a bit lower. The authority further explained that if investments were made before the amendment of the India-Mauritius tax treaty in 2016, benefits were grandfathered, that is, income from such investments or capital gains would attract concessional tax rates prevalent before 2016. Securities and Exchange Board of India has slapped a penalty of 5 crore rupees on Geetanjali Gems Limited and its promoter, Mehul Chokshi, for non-disclosures concerning the Punjab National Bank fraud. United Kingdom Supreme Court has allowed the appeal of a refugee to pursue a claim for damages against the government for unlawful detention and held that the appellant is entitled to pursue a claim for damages for false imprisonment against the government.